Pull off the covers, stick on your pads, pop your kettle on, and lend us your ears. Hello, a very warm welcome to Oval Time. Surrey's very own podcast, coming to you once again from the Kier Oval. And today is a very, very sad day. In fact, it's so sad that I'm actually too emotional to continue this. So, Scott the Badger Borthwick, can you please do the rest of this introduction for us?
How are you, Churchy? Come on, mate. It's the final episode of Oval Times. Come on. Are you okay, mate?
No, I'm sad, Badge. I don't want it to be the final one. I don't want to go away for the winter. I want to stay here with you forever.
Me too, mate. Me too.
It's just a sad, 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 sad day. But we're going to crack on. Yeah. We're going to keep going with it. And, Badger, there's one thing that we haven't done enough of, I feel, in this podcast, and that's guests. We've had some brilliant guests, but we haven't had all the guests we would have wanted.
Yeah.
So we've sort of put you in charge to just explain to the listeners what's coming to them in this episode.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Like you say, we have had lack of guests and lack of famous guests, but at the end of season awards, you kindly enough give me your microphone.
I did.
And I went around and I interviewed some great men. Captain Rory Burns, Mark Stoneman, Vic Ram Solanke, Gareth Batty.
When you say interviewed, you actually genuinely sat them down, didn't
you? Yeah, well, definitely with Burns. You had a little 5-minute sit down and chat. Rocky was walking to the pub. We did a little interview on the way to the pub.
Lovely way to do it.
We did Burns and Batty in the pub. We also did Vic in the pub. So we had quite a
theme
fun
there.
Night. Yeah.
Theme that you like doing your stuff in the pub.
Yeah, it's sometimes after a few beers, it's nice to have a little
conversation. Well, I think you just relax, don't you?
Yeah,
you relax your guests. You get the things out of them they don't want to tell you.
Exactly. It was the end of the season. We've had a long, hard season. So it's nice to just relax and have a couple of beers with a microphone.
Well, that is all to come, everybody. And it is well worth listening to, I tell you. We're massive in Egypt.
Still
massive in Poland, I think. There are rumours that in Japan as well now.
Really?
Huge.
Wonder why that is.
Rugby World Cup.
Yeah. Potentially, yeah. People have gone over there and listened to the Oval Times. Why wouldn't you?
Well, perhaps they listened to the podcast on their way there.
Yeah.
And just on the flight. And now... No, apparently we are. We're really big in Japan.
That's amazing.
We will have our normal things that we always have here. We'll have our normal chat. We'll have the final oval heads, our fantastic competition. Today's a special one as well. And there will be another challenge for me and Badger. So there's lots to get through. And I, for one, want to play some of the shots that Badger played during his 100 against Nottinghamshire in the final game of the season. So the bails are on, the umpires have shouted, let's play, gentlemen, and Badger and I have the new ball in our hands. So, everybody, let's play. Right then, Badge. One thing that I have noticed today is we seem to be missing our big fast bowler again.
Again.
Mr. Mornay Morkel. Now, last episode, he was at the golf. Where is he today?
He's left us again, hasn't he? But the great man is flying home.
I'm sad anyway.
Yeah, he's hopefully he listens to this podcast on the flight though.
Do you think he will?
I think so.
I might not.
He'll be too busy in first class with the glass of champers, won't he?
He will be in first class.
Definitely. He needs to get his long legs in.
Leg room.
But yeah, the great man left us again, but he sends his best. I'm sure he will listen to it.
What a legend.
I reckon probably he's one of the nicest men I've ever met in cricket. Absolute pleasure to share dressing with.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we'll do is next year for Oval Time, we'll basically just lock him in this room and then just let him out to bowl and then lock him back in this room with a microphone so he has to be here. But Mornay, winter well, my friend. We all look forward to seeing you next year, and we look forward to locking you in the commentary box so that Badge and I can have you with us on Oval Time.
Yeah.
Shirts wise, any news, Badge, on the Mornay Morkel signatures? No.
Not as yet. We're still working on it, though. We've still got time, haven't we?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
When is the Yorkshire?
Well, what we're going to do is, and I was going to mention this, but you sort of prompted me into it now. Everybody, keep your eye on the Surrey website, kieroval.com, and the Surrey Cricket Twitter feed, because as soon as Badger and I feel we've got enough signatures, we're almost there, but I'd like a couple more big
guns. There's some big names on...
Huge.
Yeah.
Bradley Walsh.
Massive.
Always start with Bradley. Who else is
Jürgen de Badge is yet to sign. He's still on his holiday, though.
Yeah, Stokes, you've got now.
Stokes, he's got it,
which is great. Virat Kohli, I've got.
Yeah, I've got Steve Smith.
You've got Steve Smith.
So, and Joe Root.
So there are some big names already, but I think we want some sort of more names in entertainment, don't we? That's the thing. We've gone quite a lot of cricket, but it'd be quite good to get sort of Bradley Walsh. Obviously, we can't get a bigger name than that in light entertainment.
No. I'm working on it. I'm going to try and get some.
Maybe
some
a couple of film
names,
stars. That would be quite good, wouldn't it? If we could get a couple of film stars involved.
That would be decent.
Yes. But on a serious point, obviously, Badge, you're raising money for Evelina.
Yep.
I'm raising money for the Tony Church Pancreatic Cancer Foundation. And keep an eye over the winter on the Surrey website, kieroval.com, and the Surrey Cricket Twitter feed, at Surrey Cricket, because as soon as those shirts become available for bidding and auction, all the details will be on the website and all the details will be through the Surrey Cricket Twitter feed. Now, Badge, it's the end of the season. As we sit here now, looking out of our commentary box window, they've already scarified the square and they're already taking the seats out the Lot Lakers there. The Lot Lakers over to the left there. That's the one you're looking at where they're taking the seats out already.
Giving them a good clean, aren't they?
Well, no, it's not that. They're knocking it down.
They're starting, that's what's happening.
So there's no rest
here. But even the ground staff, I mean, bless them this week. We've had a bit of rain around. Worked the socks off all week. Season's finished. And the hard work starts again.
I know.
Straight away, doesn't
Absolutely.
It? Absolutely. Doing the outfield and the square.
I think they quite enjoy this bit, though. It's a bit like, you know, when you sort of get Christmas out the way. There's always love, isn't there? But Boxing Day.
Boxing Day,
and everyone's got
turkey leftovers.
And you can just have whatever you want and do whatever you want and play with the presents that you actually wanted.
Yeah.
I feel the day after the end of the season for the ground staff is basically their Boxing Day.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they can do what they want.
He looks happy, doesn't he, Big Lee, the groundsman?
He's very happy today. He's got some new toys to play with as well, which he has shipped in, which you can drive around the outfield. But that final game of the season, obviously a bit wet, but Badge, 100 again, your box was clean, and you must have been pretty pleased with that. I would have thought, lovely way to end the season.
Yeah, definitely nice way to finish the season with 100. But it was obviously disappointing not to get the win, because I thought we were in the driving seat after getting 400 on the first innings, and then a bit of rain around the last 2 or 3 days, which not ideal. But we managed to finish third off bottom, which was better than second off bottom, I guess.
True.
So, yeah.
How did you spend your time? Because obviously you batted for 3 days, but the majority of it, I think it's fair to say, was on the first day.
Yeah.
So I have to say, the two overs on day two were some of the most scintillating cricket I've ever...
That was pointless, because you just knew the grey clouds were coming in and you knew it was going to rain. And it was like, why? You just start again tomorrow.
It was my best commentary of the season, those two overs. What was there? A leg by and
Popey got a one. Yeah.
It's outstanding. Yeah. It's exhilarating stuff.
It was freezing as well.
Was it? It did look cold out there.
Absolutely freezing. It was, honestly, like I said, we got out there and it was just, you could see, because generally here at the Oval, you can see them grey clouds coming over from the school. That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
So if you get the grey clouds over that way, you generally know it's going to rain. And you just knew it was going to. And lasted two overs, it was like, well, let's go home.
Yep.
Come back tomorrow. But I didn't really do a lot. I generally just sit in the dressing room and just try and chill out and annoy people or tell some jokes.
I can't believe that.
But with the lads, we're playing this like a head tennis game. They moved the chairs that they were in the dressing room, put some bats across as like a net, and played like a head tennis game, which was quite interesting. I didn't get involved, surprisingly. I would normally diving around doing that, but yeah, I just chilled out, really.
Mm.
Just chilled.
And Ollie Pope?
Yeah.
Outstanding again?
Yeah, amazing. I mean, I think someone said this week he's got the highest average in county championship for someone who's played more than 20 games.
Mm-hmm.
I think the average is nearly 60, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got 800 in his first 20-odd games.
Mm. Well, I think I'm right in saying that if he gets another couple before, I think it's August next year, he'll be the youngest ever Surrey player to go to 10 first-class hundreds, and that'll beat John Edridge.
Wow.
So you're talking... He's going up against some good,
yeah.
some good names.
He's
now.
A proper player, and I think the way he's improved the last year and a half since he's come in the side, it's just he's played some innings where it's like a normal 21-year-old wooden player. Now he's a special talent, and wish him all the best this winter.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the other bit of news that we've had since the last episode is that Rory Burns, Ollie Pope, and Sam Curran are in the Test squad, and Sam and Tommy in the T20 squads to go to New Zealand. So we wish all those boys the very best, don't we?
Well, for that well deserved.
Tour to New Zealand. And, well, they've had good summers, all of them, in terms of international cricket. That was just Badger pulling the microphone towards him. That wasn't thunder. That was Badger pulling the microphone towards him. Now, one gentleman did have a very good summer for England. And, of course, I'm talking about RJ Burns. Mm. Now, that name, RJ Burns, is the one we desperately wanted on this podcast, but he's been off scoring hundreds against Australia and other stuff this summer, and I know that's not a very good excuse, but it's the best he could come up with for not joining us. Now, everybody knows my thoughts on RJ Burns. Badger, what are your thoughts on Burns?
Oh, I love Burnsy. He's been a massive miss this year in the dressing room, but we love him playing for England and love him scoring runs. But he's been a miss in the dressing room, obviously captain of the club, good leader, really impressive bloke, and obviously we've missed his runs as well. But yeah, I love Burnsy, get along really well with him. I'm going to his wedding next week over in Italy,
so
it should be a lovely weekend. But yeah, he's a top bloke, and like I said earlier on, I did a
here we go. Okay. So let me build up to this. Okay. So, Badger sat down with RJ Burns for an exclusive chat for Ovaltime at the end of season awards. And here, for your listening pleasure, is when Badger met Burnsy.
Just see if it works.
So I think we're recording. Here we go. All right, Burnsy.
How are we, pet?
You all right?
Yeah, is this actually recording?
This is actually recording.
Is this how you were going to get into the podcast?
Look, yeah.
What's your theory of how you can get in there? Don't know what questions you're going to ask, so you thought that you'd just try and mule the start.
No.
We're now in and amongst it. Right, go on, first question.
No. My first question was, Burnsy, all right, mate?
How are we, pet?
Decent. For the non-northern viewers, listeners, that means, how are we? I'm all right, like?
All right.
Decent. So, me and Churchy want to congratulate you on your summer you've had. Last summer, you and I did a podcast before the Football World Cup. And it was decent, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good. It was an interesting move from you guys to exclude me from this one. You know, pretty disappointed in that respect. You know, you two went off on your own venture sort of thing. But, yeah, you left me to my own devices. But, well, yeah, congrats.
Look, Burnsy, I disagree because I think you've been a big dog this year and you've paid us off. You've been doing bigger and better things. And me and Mona have had a crack at it. But I think the podcast you and I did last year, when we talked about football, and we had a bit of a sing-a-song, I thought it was pretty canny, like, you reckon?
What does canny mean for our southern viewers?
Canny means whatever you want it to mean. Like, for me, if I say canny, it could mean anything between decent to bloody class.
Class.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I thought our footballing podcast for the World Cup, you know, set the boys up well. They only made a semi-final and they came fourth. So, probably slightly disappointing from that respect, you know, eventualities that come out of these things. But I thought the way we bounced off each other, maybe had a little bit of a sing-song, was excellent.
Decent. Have you heard Mine and Mourner's podcast with Churchy? It's called Orville Times. Have you subscribed and listened to it on iTunes?
I've subscribed to it. I've listened to a couple. I'm going to be honest, I haven't listened to all of them.
Decent. So we're doing the final one tomorrow. Me and Churchy, because Mourner is
played us off again. One last note. Do you think it's pretty disturbing how Churchy feels about your ban?
No, he likes it. He knows how he feels about it. And sometimes that's who we can ask from an individual. You know, they know their feelings and they're willing to share those feelings. That's a really nice situation to be in. You know, disappointing for you guys that Mornay hasn't turned up and done it with you. You know, he's let you down, but, you know, someone that wouldn't have let you down that's now having to sit here and stand in on an interview basis, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll share my feelings that, you know, I was slightly disappointed by it. And, you know, I know his thoughts on my batting and he now knows my thoughts on your podcast, so.
Decent. Right, last question. This is Church's question. He wants to know the worst sledge you've ever had as a batter.
Not sure there's a particular one that stands out, but this summer, obviously, a certain Matthew Wade was under the helmet at short leg. Was very vocal, was heard a lot on the stump mic, and it was a lot of inane chat. It was just a noise. You know, it was very belligerent in what he was saying. It was there all the time. A lot of it didn't make sense. So we'll probably go with Matthew Wade just on, you know, current times and where he's at. Not saying that he's a bad bloke, but he certainly needs to work on his banter on the field.
Decent. Well, on that note, you and I are going to go back to the bar because we've had a decent night tonight. And congratulations again this summer. Cheers, lad.
Well, that was absolute class from you there, Badger.
Thanks, mate. Do you think I've got a future in that?
Yeah, you, really good.
Thanks, mate.
Genuinely loved it. I learned a lot more about RJ Burns through your probing questions. He's genuinely upset, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He doesn't seem to understand the concept of when we sat down and thought about this, we did talk about RJ Burns.
Yeah.
But then we both said, well, he'll be quite busy.
Yeah.
During the season, A, captaining Surrey, and B, hopefully scoring hundreds against Australia. Mm. And that's exactly what.
I think he'd rather be doing that.
But if you listen to that interview, you think he'd rather we'd asked him genuinely to miss out on
did.
All of that.
He was quite good, wasn't
to
he?
Be on overtime.
He had a little quiet word with you as well, didn't he?
He did, but he sat me down, genuinely sat me down and was like, why? Why have you and Badge left me? Why, you know, was I not good enough for you? And I was like, Burnsy, you're definitely good enough for us, but you've got, you know, man, you have got other things on your mind this summer.
Fair play.
But well done you, Badge, because that is one of the men that I was desperate to get on, and you've got an exclusive there for us, so I'm very proud
of you. Thanks,
Matt. Talking about worse sledging, and just banter in general there with RJ Burns, worse, best, you don't really get involved in any of that stuff, do you?
No, I'm not a massive sledger.
No, apart from in the winter, you were telling me.
Yeah, I used to love sledging when I was a kid.
Were you good at it?
Yeah, I was fearless.
Did you come off a lot?
There's a massive, massive bank.
That's what you need?
Yeah.
It doesn't really work on flat.
And when it snowed, honestly, I used to love it.
Were you one of those kids that, when there was just one bit of snow, you got really excited?
Tell you what, I used to love making snowballs.
Did you?
And throwing it. And, like, having a target. And, like, trying to hit lampposts and stuff. And
Did you reckon that's why you're such a gun fielder? That's when it started.
Just love making snowballs. Like, a little bit of snow, boom.
See
if I can hit that lamppost.
Right, so I know you're going away, but let's say you come back. And when you come back from Oz, it's snowed
here. I hope it's not.
So would you, the first thing you would do is drop your bags, get straight out there.
Throw a snowball at the missus.
just get a moving target?
Yeah.
Just get it to run around the garden?
Yeah.
I love the thought of you making snowballs. Actually, if it does snow, we may have to get together again just to see you making snowballs. Anyway, so that's the only type of sledging you get involved in, isn't it?
I generally try and get on with everybody. Mm. And if there's any sledging, I try and laugh it off and have a bit of a giggle. But nah, I try and stay away from it. Good sledger, I think, in our dressing room. Jade Dernbach.
Yeah, very good.
Probably the obvious one.
Yeah.
Uki Clark.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of experience.
I like it when Uki gets has a bit of sledge because it gets him into the battle.
Right.
And when he gets into the battle, he's pretty good.
Mm.
So I like it when he has a bit of a word. And he's a friendly bloke, so he doesn't mean it. It gets him in the battle. Mm. So yeah, we've got a couple of good sledges.
Excellent. Well, that basically was the cricketing confession.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've been here for you and Mornay.
Yeah.
This during this series of Oval Time. And you'll hear again, I think, a little bit later, another sort of cricketing confession about sledging from Mr. Gareth Bassey, which I can't wait to hear that one.
Yeah, that is brilliant.
Because that'll be an absolute belter. But just on the cricketing confessions badge, do you feel cleansed? Do you feel getting some of these things off your chest over the last few episodes has sort of cleansed your soul?
Yeah, definitely,
Your cricketing soul?
I think so,
Much like you've cleansed your box?
Yeah, I was just thinking that actually when you said... Still got a nice clean box. I'll keep washing that. I mean, that's one bit of advice I've took on board from Mornay, is to clean your box.
Yeah, clean your box. Oh, talking about cleaning, how good was it at the end of season awards when Daryl, of course, the dressing room attendant, in our last episode of Oval Time, we were saying what a legend Daryl is. Well, Daryl won the Graham Kersey Tea Man of the Year.
Named, well deserved.
Named after the departed Graham Kersey, a wonderful, wonderful keeper, batsman in his own right, taken away from us all far too early. And Tea Man of the Year is a big award, and Daryl won that award. And wasn't he was?
Absolutely over the moon for me. He was so chuffed. Last night when he had that medal. Bless him, he was over the moon, and you know what, it's well deserved.
Oh, definitely.
Because like we said in the last episode, he does hours, which is like stupid hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I was speaking to a couple of Notts boys last week, and he washes all their kit and everything. It's amazing that the hours he puts in. So well deserved. So well done, Daz.
Yeah, well done, Daz. And just to clear something up, it was Ricky Ponting's baggy green.
Yeah.
So Ricky Ponting and Michael Hussey's baggy greens. Michael Clark just looked at Daryl the next day.
That's right,
and gave him a look that said, if you wash
any of my kid, anything,
then you may not be leaving his dressing room alive. So it was, which is even braver, is Ricky Ponting.
Yeah, you know what, Churchy? We should have got him on the episode as our guest.
I did ask today.
What did he say?
He said, well, he'd been here
got
so
some washing
long.
To do.
Yeah, and
he hasn't been home yet.
He's doing his washing at home.
Straight from the awards evening to the dressing room, cleaning up.
And he's got to go to his own home now to do all his washing because he spent the whole summer doing everybody else's.
Yeah.
So that we tried to get him on. He said, if we get a second series, which we're hoping we will,
surely.
I think we probably will, he will definitely join us for that. So let's hope so, because we could have him doing some live washing for us.
Daz does the hard work, so you don't have to. That's a good name, that, isn't it? I'm going to write that and put it on his... above his cupboard.
Now, another man that we've wanted to get on to Oval Time is your old mucker, Mark the Rocky Stoneman. I thought if we ever got you two together, we'd have to have someone in the middle to translate everything because nobody would understand what either of you were saying. But it's happened.
Yeah.
Again, after the end of season awards, you took my... What did I give you? My...
Mic.
What does it do?
Records.
There you go. So my mic recorder thingy, technical term. You recorded with the great man whilst walking to the pub. So here is when Badger walked with Rocky to the pub after the end of season awards.
So I've got Mark Stoneman here, one of my best mates in cricket. Grew up with him from the age of... 12-year-old, played a lot of cricket together. I'll ask you two questions. First question, have you ever listened to Oval Times?
Absolutely. Yourself, Mornay Morkel and Mark Church, absolute goats of the game. Keeping us all enthralled weekly, monthly, on your podcast. Great guys, lot to say. Always checking in to see your latest opinions on what's going on in the world.
Decent. I'm going to say we're doing this interview after the end of season awards. We've probably both had an absolute skinful. We're walking to the boozer. But I'm going to ask Rocky another question. What's the best sledge you've ever given or received in cricket?
Probably not the best sledge given or received, but I do recall playing a game against yourself, actually, Badger, when you were at Northern Districts, and I was playing for Bankstown out in Sydney. And I might have played and missed, and your second slip said, I wish I had a British passport, mate. I'd be playing county cricket. To which I turned around and a player said, oh, good on you, mate. What are you doing on Monday morning? I'm off to the beach. He's actually done all right for himself now since Chris Green. He's had a few 2020 gigs around the world and stuff like that, so fair play at the lad. But at the time, he didn't really quite know how to come back at me.
Yeah, I actually remember that. It was bloody, bloody funny. And I was at third slip, absolutely laughing. And at the time, Chris Green was going to work on Monday morning, and Rocky Stoneman was going to the beach. Decent.
Class from you there, Badge. From you and Rocky.
Thanks.
And again, you two, you've known each other upside down, backwards.
Yeah.
If that's the right expression.
Yeah.
What a man.
Yeah.
What a man.
Nah, legend of a man. We've, like you said, we've known each other since probably like the age of 12. I think he's 3 years older than me, but played a lot of cricket together through Durham Academy and then up into the first team, and yeah, both joined and moved to the Big Smoke together.
Yeah, and it's fair to say you've both settled in to the Big Smoke, haven't you?
No, Rocky's a proper Londoner now. Yeah. He has avocado and everything.
I know.
Proper.
Because I think we could say brand names on here, but you two now shop at Waitrose and M&S,
yeah,
don't you?
Honestly, he's proper changed, man. He used to go to Lidl's and Aldi and Asda, and now he's at Waitrose and M&S, and
like
only buys his meat from a certain shop. And
unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable. And you've got one of those silly little electric scooter thingies that you go around on.
Yeah, which my missus
doesn't like.
Thinks I look like something.
To be fair,
but I think it's good fun, mate.
Do you ride that when you head to M&S? Because you like a bit of M&S.
There's
now,
an M&S near me actually, and I got told off from the security man in M&S.
You didn't ride it in M&S.
I did. I had my basket on the front.
What a vision that is if you're doing your weekly shop.
And the security man come over and kindly told me to turn it off and get off.
Yeah.
I thought it was great surface.
Well, you can go, was this in the food bit?
Yeah.
Flying
in your basket. Yeah. And I was chucking me stuff in and I was flying around. Honestly, it was great surface. But the man came over and was like, mate, get off that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I wasn't even busy.
I could sort of understand that in a way, but everybody, whenever you go to an M&S in London, just keep an eye out. If you're in the sort of the frozen food section, if you shop at M&S, just keep an eye out because you might see Badger in his basket on his scooter. Right now, everybody, the moment I always look forward to the most, it's time for our final oval heads. Now, you may have forgotten, but this is our Surrey quiz, which has taken on a life of its own. In fact, it's been so good, Jeremy Clarkson, Chris Tarrant and Philip Schofield all want to present the next series. But this is our show.
Yeah.
So Clarkson, Tarrant, Schofield, you just get on with what you're doing.
Do one.
And leave us to do oval heads. Now, Badger, you and Mornay have already won the series 3-1 against the Oval staff with just this episode to go.
Can't lose, can we?
No, you can't lose. So, thought for today, we'll do a little bit of a change-up and combine Oval heads with our final challenge.
Yeah.
Because you've already won that as well. After the competitive game of Snap in our last episode, adjudicated by Gareth Townsend. Oh, on that front, Simba fully recovered the cat.
Oh, great news.
Yeah, it's good news, isn't it? Gareth's still recovering from the fact that
still
it cost
mourning
him
about paying for the Pirith little thing.
Well, not that. He's still mourning the fact that it cost him 650 quid and that was his golf holiday out the window.
Yeah.
But the good news is that Simba's fine. So Gareth's golf holiday pales into insignificance with the state of his cat. So you've already won that as well.
Yeah.
3-1 badge. So what I thought we'd do today, combine the two. So today, for the first time ever in a one-off special, Badger and I are going to take on each other at Oval Heads. Badger's already looking confused. We'll each ask the other one an oval-related or cricketing question, and the first one to get three right is the winner. Does that make sense, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
So just to keep up tradition, you will still say...
Ball and Judo.
And I will still say Batted Burnsy, for old time's sake. So team one, Scott the Badger Bormick. Team two, me. Right? Now, I look, budge up a bit, Badge, because you might be able to see the answers. Yeah, off, that's the sound of Badger's, but don't go too far away. That's Badge moving his microphone. So our producer is just never going to let us do this again on our own.
No.
So that was Badge moving his microphone again. So here we go, Badge. Question one for you.
I don't think this really works, Churchy, with just two of us.
It does, because it combines the two. It combines oval heads with the challenge. Right, are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Who finished third in Division 1 of the Championship this season?
Oh, you know what? I haven't even looked at the title, at the league, since I knew Essex and Somerset were top two.
You played against them this season.
Yeah.
That helped.
Was Battered Button, Ball and Judo?
Yep.
Was it Hampshire?
It was.
Yeah.
Badge goes one up.
Yes, come on.
My turn, Badge.
Can I think of a question now?
Can I just say to everybody, I did prime Badger before we started recording to have some questions up his sleeve.
Okay.
Oh, I'm ready? Yes, okay. Yeah.
How many wickets did Morne and Morkel get in the championship of the season?
44. That'll be 1-0.
Okay, well done.
Thank you very much. Right, you ready for your next one?
Yeah, come on.
So, which three counties were promoted to Division 1 this season?
North Ants.
Correct, one.
Glamorgan.
Incorrect.
Or Gloucester.
Correct.
Yeah, and...
Who won Division 1?
Oh, Lancashire.
And Lancashire, correct. Yeah. Well done, Badge.
Thank you.
Badge goes 2-1 up. Yeah. First one to three, everybody. Right, my next question, please, Badge.
Okay. Oh, Churchy.
What?
I should have done some homework on this, shouldn't I?
You said you had.
Yeah, but I didn't...
Do another squad number, because you've got the card in front of you. Go on.
What number... Does Jordan Clark wear?
Oh, I'm not that. Actually, genuinely, I'm terrible at numbers. I never remember what anybody's numbers are. I, for some reason, want to say 27.
Incorrect. Number 8.
Number 8. Right, okay. I thought that was Ricky Clark's number. No, he's 81, isn't he? 81. All right, okay.
I should have said Ricky Clark.
Talking about Ricky Clark, now, if you get this one right, you're the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Please get this right.
Yeah.
how many... Championship wickets did Ricky Clark take this season, Badger?
42.
Oh, you're so close. He was 42 going into this last game.
Oh, so 43.
So it's incorrect, Badger.
Oh, wow.
So still two. Right, my next question, Badger, please.
Okay. Who is top goal scorer in the Premier League this season so far?
That lad from Chelsea, I'm going to say. Oh. Harry Kane.
No.
Who is it?
Sergio Aguero.
Right. Okay, so still 2-1. I hope you're all still with us here. Which county did Jamie Smith make his championship debut against this season, Badger? I'll give you another clue here. It was at Guildford.
Ah.
And it wasn't the Somerset game.
It was against Yorkshire.
Correct, Badger!
Yes. God.
Badger wins.
Again.
That's actually, I reckon, that's one of the better oval heads that we've had. Because it was, you know, but you really...
It was
really
off the cuff, wasn't it?
Had to really think about that.
Did I?
Well, off the cuff, we took... That's Badger move. Sorry again to our producer, moving his microphone again. So, win again for Badger. Do you want to know what my last question was, case we needed it?
Come on.
What were your bowling figures in the game against Nottinghamshire here at the Oval? Because they are...
No balls. Balls bowled, 4 runs conceded.
Your bowling figures are extraordinary. It's 0-0-4-0.
Bowled a no ball, didn't it? And then it went for 2.
I've never seen that. I don't think I've ever seen anybody bowl no overs, no maidens, concede four runs.
Why did we go off with bad light after I'd bowled one ball?
Because it was your quicker ball. I said that on air. I said, he's only going to bowl his quicker
ball. It was Saggers' umpire's fault, making me bowl no ball. He was stood in the wrong place.
Well,
pushed me wider, and it was my back foot. It wasn't my front foot.
But you went with your quicker ball, and in that light, you were always coming off because it was dangerous for everybody. Anyway, so Badger and Mornay had already won the series of oval heads. Sadly, I was basically playing for pride there, and again, I've lost. So, Badge, can I just say, well done to you and Mornay for winning oval heads.
Thank you.
Well done to you for winning the challenges.
Thank you.
I felt our challenges as well, they sort of started well, sort of peaked at marshmallow eating.
Yeah.
Fell off a bit declined with a snap bit. Last week.
Yeah.
Although I did think competitive snap's quite good on the radio.
Mornay was in charge of giving us the challenges.
I know.
Being a big dog last few weeks.
I know.
Left us hanging, hasn't he?
He has. He has. So, Badger.
Yeah.
What did I give you to go around with after the end of season awards again? Just remind us, technically.
The mic what records things.
The mic what records stuff. And Badger got a former captain and the current captain together for a bit of a chat. Why did you want to get those two great minds together?
But Burnsy, like I've mentioned, is a top lad. But Bats loves the mic, and he's
good at it.
Probably
as well,
the best speaker I've ever seen. When you get him on the stage on a mic, he's brilliant, isn't he? I mean, you've interviewed him.
Well, did you see the look he gave me at the end of season awards when he just looked at me and I thought he wants to say something.
Yeah, he's class.
And then he basically turned into Russell Crowe in Gladiator, didn't he?
He did. He loves it.
It was amazing.
And he's the best speaker ever.
Well, even Jay Clark said, you told me he was good at this.
Yeah.
Even Jay Clark on stage with G Batty was very impressed, wasn't he? So, good from you. So, you know he likes a chat. So, here, exclusively again for you on Oval Time, is when Borthwick met Batty, who then met Burns, and chatted to each other at the same time.
In the pub.
So, Roy Burns, what is your best moment from Gareth Batty, Surrey and England legend?
When he ran at me during relegation battle, Middlesex Surrey, David Milan, inside edge, straight to me at short leg, about 2013, I reckon. And he came sprinting down the wicket, kicking off like no one's business. And we managed to stay up. There you go.
Great moment. Great moment. Great moment. Right. Gareth Batty. What is your best moment of Rory Burns?
Best moment of Rory Burns is... Do you know what? For people that don't know Rory Burns, he's got a heritage and a discipline that people love. And actually, I think we've seen it during this Ashes series. The great man, there's a lot of people at Surrey that felt so amazing at the same time that he did. When he actually bent down in samurai fashion, Japanese fashion, a little bit of underliner on his eyes, and celebrated being a true warrior to get to three figures. Rory Burns. How kikwachu.
Legend. Thank you, Gareth and Rory.
Good from you there again, Badger.
Thanks,
very
man.
Good from you. Now, one man I've really wanted to impress with Oval Time is assistant coach Vikram Solanki. You'll agree with me, Badge, one of the most cultured batsmen and most cultured men that you could ever wish to meet. So I always thought, Badge, if we could impress Vikram, then Oval Time, it's everything
just
I've ever wanted.
Exactly,
If you can get someone of the culture, a man of that much culture to like Oval Time, we've made it. So, I believe with my mic that records stuff, you sat down with Mr. Vikram Solanki as well, didn't you?
Yeah, again, in the pub. like you said, legend of a man. And what a player he was. I used to love watching him play.
Yeah. Oh, that cover drive.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was a top player, wasn't he? But yeah.
You're about to hear your exclusive interview with...
Yes.
...the most cultured man we know. Here is when Badger met Vikram Solanke.
So I've got Vikram Solanke here. Surrey coach. England, Worcester, Surrey legend. Can I ask you a question? Have you listened to Oval Times?
Scotty, I must apologise, I haven't. And the only reason that I haven't is because I'm not au fait or particularly, how should I say, minded of technology.
We're trending in Egypt.
And
Japan.
Look, I've heard that you are huge. Really have. I mean, Mornay Morkel, Scotty Borthwick, Churchman. What more could you ask for? How interesting. Perhaps if you were on analog radio, I could still relate to it, but it's just the matter that I'm showing my age, showing the fact that I'm not able to just interact with all of these sort of smartphones and stuff. I mean, I've still got a Nokia, by the way, so...
Well, my granddad has listened to my podcast.
Yeah, and you make a good point. You make a good point. He's technically far more savvy than I am.
Okay. One of the questions Churchy wants to ask all the players, and including yourself, is...
An ex-player.
An ex-player, so yes.
Yeah.
I've played against you before, Vic.
Yeah.
But one of the questions...
Googly, first ball, always.
Yes. Actually,
play six and I have to one more.
No, I actually bowled to Vic once at Riverside. He was on 99, and I bowled a lovely googly to him, and he ran down the wicket, and my wicketkeeper Phil Musser didn't pick it. But forget that. The Churchy's question is, what's the best sledge you've ever said or received?
Never get sledged. Never ever got sledged. I mean, look, it's a game of cricket. I just never got sledged. I got on with everybody fabulously. Often, you know, spent time with them after the game. I never fell out with anybody that I ever played against. Gareth Batty once got me out and said, very well played. It's a wonderful game. It is the gentleman's game. It's in its purest form. We just all get on swimmingly. Never got sledged.
Perfect. Too cool to be sledged or to sledge. Vikram Solanke, thank you.
Oh, Badge, I'm devastated. Devastated. He's not listened. Vic has not.
I know,
and he's
absolutely good.
He
said he's just a bit old for technology.
Which is not true. He's one of the cleverest people I know.
Exactly.
He's just not listened.
He hasn't.
Which
he hasn't.
Is really sad. Now, Badge, we're nearly there. We're nearly at the end of this episode. Have you enjoyed doing
Churchy, I've absolutely loved it. I've enjoyed working with you and partly Mornay when he's turned up. But no, I've loved it, and I hope the listeners have enjoyed it, because we've really enjoyed doing it.
And we would genuinely love to do it again next year, wouldn't
definitely
we?
Definitely love a second series.
The tricky second series.
Yeah.
Second series, it's always the difficult one. It's always the difficult one. And the winter for you, Badge, you're jetting off soon, aren't you?
Yes, I'm heading back to Perth to captain Midland Guildford. Mm-hmm. So I'm heading out on the 20th of October.
Are you looking forward to that? Are you
I am actually.
Skippering as
well? It'd be good. I mean, as captain, I can bowl myself millions in 20 overs a game, which is going to be good.
Yeah.
But no, it'd be good. It'd be different skills I can learn.
You should do at your first team meeting? Insist that all your team listen to Oval.
You know what? I'm not even going to say a word. I'm just going to play Oval Times.
Oh, brilliant.
Just play it through the speakers.
By the way, it is Oval Time.
Oval Time, sorry.
Yeah, because in all your interviews, you called it Oval Times.
Oh, sorry.
But next year you're looking ahead, because it would be our second series, so it would be Oval Times rather than
Fair
Oval
enough.
Times. Yeah. So you're thinking ahead.
I'm going to do that in the dressing room.
Please.
If you don't listen, you're not picked.
Very good from you.
Yeah.
If you don't subscribe, rate or review Oval Time, you're not playing.
Yeah.
You're not that can be no. On a serious point, Badge. Good luck.
Yeah,
good
luck, thanks, mate.
It'll be good fun, won't it?
Yeah, of course. I'm in Perth, it's a stunning place as well. So I'm looking forward to that, and then back in the UK for Christmas, and then go back to Perth 20th of January, I think, to early March. So busy winter plan, but looking forward to it.
And remember, everybody, keep an eye on the Surrey website, kieroval.com, and the Surrey Cricket Twitter feed, at Surrey Cricket, for the shirts, Mornay shirts, with our famous signatures on, because all the details for how to bid in the auction for those to raise money for two very worthy causes will be there as well. And can I just say thank you to you, Badge. It's been an absolute pleasure and honour
to
be with you. And I'm going to miss you over the winter. That there is talk of possibly a special Oval time with me coming to visit you.
Oh.
But again, that is powers that be. Just got to persuade them it would be.
The budget is.
Well, I reckon it can stretch to that. Because obviously I'd have to come out for at least a couple of weeks beforehand to acclimatise. Mm.
So
I'll work on that as well, you know, and then I could mop up and sort of see Divinito, have a chat with him, couldn't I?
A few of the youngsters are in.
Nip over, see Mornay.
Sydney, Jamie Smith's in Sydney. Go and see Ryan Jay, Patel in Perth as well.
Go and see Jay Smith.
Rocky's in.
Where's Rocky?
Sydney.
Sydney, yeah. So go and see Rocky.
Yeah.
It would be a brilliant addition, wouldn't it?
Definitely,
Again, so that's something we'll be.
Get Finch involved.
I could go and see Finch Ross. Oh, wouldn't that be. This is all coming together.
Yeah.
This is all coming
together.
It does now need to happen. So, but that is stumps for this episode of Oval Time. And sadly, that is stumps for this season. So thank you to Badger. Thank you to Mornay. Thank you to all our guests who have been with us on Oval Time this season. And thank you to all of you for listening this summer. If you've liked what you've heard, please rate and review us, as it really helps others find the podcast. And we, as you've heard, we really, really, really want to have a second series, and we want to make that happen as soon as possible. So please, please, please subscribe, rate and review. So until the next time, this has been a Bengo Media production for Surrey County Cricket Club. Remember, everybody, keep your box clean and winter well, everybody. Winter well.